It's a windy, overcast fall morning on Wellesley Island. Dozens of kids from Alexandria Central School in Jefferson County bound out of a school bus. Save the River staff hand out shovels, buckets, and other tools.
Careful carrying stuff, guys.
For the last 50 years, the water levels on the St. Lawrence River in Lake Ontario have been controlled to prevent high highs and low lows. And that's allowed cattails to thrive in wetlands. But all those cattails have crowded out other native plants and animals. Save the River has invited these 7th graders to learn how to give indigenous species a leg up. They tromp out toward the bay through narrow paths in the marsh. It's like a corn maze. First, the kids mark off plots in the marsh and count the cattails inside them. They record the data. Then the real fun begins.
Bobby, ready? You gotta help us. Everybody's gotta help on this one. Ready? One, go for the two, three.
The kids start yanking up the cattails. Then they churn up the dirt to expose the native seed bank from 50 years ago to help those plants to grow back. Alexandria Hansen says she enjoyed the lesson outside the classroom.
I liked the fact that we had to go through all the cattails like a maze. It was pretty cool. And knowing that we're helping the environment by doing it and doing all the research, I thought that was pretty cool.
Save the River will keep the kids apprised of how their plots are doing. But Director Lee Wilbank says there's a larger agenda for the day. He says no amount of yanking up cattails can make up for the damage done by the water levels regime of the last 50 years. He wants to get the word out that a proposed new plan, called BV7, would help marshes like Eel Bay return to greater biodiversity.
Any awareness we can bring to it, whether it's through 7th graders doing something like this and us publicizing it, or working with the villages and towns to go and talk to DEC and to the governor's office, we're just trying to do what we can to get people to understand this is a reasonable plan.
A binational agency called the International Joint Commission is in charge of the water levels. It prefers the same plan that Save the River wants. The state of New York seemed prepared to endorse that plan last year, but has backed off after some landowners on the south shore of Lake Ontario raised objections. They're worried that plan would increase erosion and damage their waterfront property. But Wilbank says the current plan took into account those property owners, and also recreational boating and commercial shipping, but it left out one critical element.
They left out the environment. It was 1958. It's understandable. We just didn't have the level of awareness that we have now.
So Wilbanks hopes the kids will take home that greater environmental awareness, along with the fun of the day's hands-on science lesson. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards on Wellesley Island.